Hello and welcome to Dungeon Stories. This is episode 34. We took like a 2-week break from recording. We had some stuff come up and then I was really sick.
3 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks?
Yeah.
It's been so long.
This is week three.
Yeah. Like we haven't played because we missed 2 weeks in a row.
Right.
So it's been 3 weeks.
It's been 3 weeks.
This is the third week.
I just wanted to say it's been longer.
This is the end of the
it's
third
been
week.
Almost
so it
a month. I wanted to, I like have been wanting to die. Cause mm-hmm.
Almost a month.
Mm-hmm. But we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
We're playing D&D.
We're here.
No, like,
who remembers what happened?
Oh, I do, I do, I do.
I remember.
There was
I
a lot.
Everything.
Yeah.
It was all fantastic.
I remember maybe like 5 minutes total of the like 2 hour 30 minute session.
Sick. Wow. Well, you didn't.
Not a lot.
You were
really
hot.
I was occupied most of that last one.
Abe was getting laid.
Thank you, Dave, for clarifying.
We'd like to take a moment to shout out some people that we really like. Sword Coast Soundscapes for making awesome ambient noise. We have the awesome
oh my God, Jake.
the styling currently of Waterdeep in autumn to represent Seaworth in the fall.
Perfect.
Wow.
But they do all sorts of stuff for role-playing games. Awesome. He's got entire dedicated soundtracks to like Tomb of Annihilation and Curse of Strahd. So if you're running through any of those modules, you can find specific tracks for the locations in those adventures. That's pretty neat. We'd also like to say thank you to Nerdist Woodworking for making awesome,
beautiful,
handcrafted wooden gaming accessories. Currently working on some Magic the Gathering accessories as well to add into the store next to the dice trays and such. So great work from them over at Nerdist Woodworking. Thanks D&D Beyond for keeping us organized, letting us make our characters in there. Thank you to Hero Forge for letting us make miniatures that look exactly how we want them to look, and then having us paint them.
Not exactly how
that's
all
always.
Like.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut up.
And then if you're in the Pocatello area, Bigfoot Pizza is a sponsor, but they make some good-ass pizza.
They are fueling this night of D&D.
Yeah, that burp earlier, guys, was from that pizza. It was delicious coming back up, too.
Oh, my
God. You heard it here first.
TMI.
You heard it here first, folks.
Nora, do you still review, like, the D&D stuff? You have a YouTube channel for, like, 2 seconds.
Oh, my God, Jake.
Okay, sorry. I'm saying.
No, I mean, that was the... When Dungeon Stories was still a class project,
I
had uploaded a YouTube video to a Dungeon Stories YouTube. It's probably still there. but we will be moving on to that platform here
soon.
Soon,
yeah.
So,
at some point.
Yeah. We're just all really busy is the problem.
Yeah, just such bad
terms.
Yeah, but
don't
at some
go to
point,
school, kids.
Well, they heard about it, so now we have to make it happen. They'll be expecting it.
At some point, we'll be moving on to the YouTube.
YouTube?
But... You can watch me talk about the actual maps reincarnated over and over again for now if you'd like to. One video is on my channel.
I play it every night in Firewood.
I don't know how to feel about that. So we're going to move into the recap. last session, the Revengers made their way to Seaworth and spoke with King Lionel about their plans moving forward. They decided that even though the city of Wildguard had been seized by the dwarves of Ormar, they would continue to Iskandali to liberate it from Rax von Toll. They kind of decided that if Lyle could take back control of that continent and country, then they would be able to aid the Kalan Empire in their fight against Ormar. So they decided that that ultimately was probably more important in the bigger picture. Leave Wildguard where it stands for now, take back Iskandali, and use that to aid the Empire. Libby also informed Lionel of their relation. They had a nice brother bonding session.
Did they?
Ave reconnected with Lorelai.
A lot.
Not just an emotional reconnection, like a physical connection as well.
A lot.
There was a lot of reconnecting that happened.
And when the Harvest Festival began, Libby delivered a love potion to Lyle, unbeknownst to Lyle, where they joined in the festivities. Lyle left. Libby left Lyle getting his portrait done. just as the potion wore off. So Libby has disappeared somewhere within Seaworth, leaving Lyle with Daedrin and Elena attempting to find him. It's about 2 a.m. right now as the festivities of the Harvest Festival are coming to an end for the night. Things are kind of calming down. The music has died off, so it really is just people kind of still like out and about drinking, kind of hopping from different stations that are still around or the different taverns that are open. But it definitely is like the end of the night. It's dark, and you can still see like kind of the glows of the carved pumpkins, like the candles within them beginning to flicker and fade. The red and orange and yellow bunting strung across the buildings is a little shrouded but by the darkness, but still visible in the moonlight.
2 a.m. on the 4th, right?
Let me check my calendar. Let me check my Google calendar. yes,
like
technically...
we just finished the 3rd and
correct.
The 4th.
Technically it is the 4th. But yeah, so Libby has gone.
So I go back in and I can grab I go back to the manor.
Okay.
I walk into the kitchens, congratulate everyone on a successful night.
I forgot.
Oh yeah, you took over the kitchen.
Yes, I am now head chef. I have accomplished my dream. Release them all, ask not to be disturbed because I need to rest, and then I go into the secret chamber no one knows about, open it, and go down and chug, like, what's left of any of the, like, one of the bottles of booze, and go to sleep.
Okay. Lyle, you've just been given a painting of yourself. Dressed as a king, you are wearing a regal crown. You have on like elegant robes. It is an exceptionally well done painting.
If I remember correctly, I left without taking it, but I remember one of you two.
Yeah. I took the painting, and she took your dragon, your stuffed dragon.
Oh yeah. I am going inside, like looking for Libby.
I think we're just following behind.
Yeah,
right?
We are.
And if I, awesome. Like, I don't think I'll catch up to him before he, like, goes upstairs, so I'll go to his room.
You're, like, tracking?
Yeah, I'm pissed.
Like, one of the animals you...
Like, not stealthing at all. Like, literally, imagine an angry wolf coming at you.
Like, snarling a little bit?
No, just, like,
her. Like, a wolf.
Her. Like, a solitary bear.
Okay.
Okay.
As you make your way up to the room that Libby has been staying in, you like are standing outside of it. There's no like immediate sign of him.
I'm going in.
Okay. You open up
the door.
The door. The room is as Libby has left it. There's no sign of him within it. I don't know. I don't picture Libby as someone who makes his bed in the morning, so sheets are probably like overturned. He probably has like his pack on the ground. Kind
he's
of
not here. In there?
No, he's not in here.
He would still be drinking, probably.
No, he's. You guys.
He's sleeping in the cellar.
Yeah, he's sleeping in the wine cellar.
Yeah.
But no one knows that the wine cellar
but no one else
cellar.
Knows that this
yeah.
wine cellar is there.
Mm-hmm. except for that one dude that was bothering Ave.
I've
never wanted to kill someone more, like not even the pale man.
So I'm just gonna kind of start pacing back and forth, like angrily muttering under my breath, like stupid fucking kid. I can't believe he did this to me. He knew knew that I was with some, like, very, very angry.
Lyle, maybe we should all get some rest, and you can deal with this in the morning. I'm sure he's hiding somewhere.
Well, I was gonna, like, ignore you. I just keep going.
I would like to go to Ave's room and see if she's...
Are you fucking kidding me?
And, like, knock on the door. Hello?
We don't want any food. Please leave.
No, it's Elena. It's about Libby.
Oh, no.
There's some, like, rustling in the room, like, clothes being put on.
It's, like, 2 a.m.
Yeah.
And she only has to sleep
We were not for, like, it was, like, a month.
Okay,
I'll open the door. Make sure no one has, like, under the blanket or something.
Okay, so Libby gave Lyle a love potion, and now he's really mad, and he's, like, stalking around the hallways. And we can't find Libby. I just wanted you to know, do with that what you will, but yeah, I figured I should tell you.
I'm gonna close the door.
Okay, bye, I'll see you in the morning.
I don't respond.
And then I'll go back and find Lyle and Jason.
Lyle, do you want us to find Libby before we go to bed? Is that something that will make you feel better?
I don't know what will make me feel better right now, Daedrin.
I'm still holding your phone
cord. Get rid of that. I don't want it.
I'll just drop it then. You should put it in the bag I'm holding that Elena has.
I don't have it. So I'm just going to kind of like kick it under the bed. Get rid of the dragon, too. What is that? I don't want it. Does it look like I use stuffed animals?
I'll take it.
Maybe we can use it for target practice.
I'll kind of slowly, like, shove it into the bag that I have. It's not the bag I'm holding. I have the
handy haversack.
The handy haversack. I'll shove it in.
I just mix them up.
Okay, go ahead and add.
Okay.
Where's Ave? Plus
dragon to your inventory.
She's probably asleep.
Was Ave asleep?
Oh, no. She was...
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm going to go down to Ave. Knock on the door.
Wait. As you start walking away, I want to be like, she sounded like she didn't want to be bothered.
I just need to get something from her, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
I'm going to follow.
It's gonna keep an angry dog. Ave's gonna quit the Revengers.
Elena, I don't want to be bothered right now.
It's Lyle.
Fucking kidding me. I'll get up and I'll still open the door. Put clothes on.
Hey.
Just to specify.
Hey. It's me. Do you have... I'm hoping Libby doesn't have it. Do you have the thing? The ball thing? What's it? The crystal ball thing that we look at?
Yeah, the crystal ball for scrying?
Yeah, can I have it?
I think
Libby has it.
No, I have it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I don't remember, so if you say you have it, I'm going
to
say
I have it because I scribed my dad and tried to scribe the Kira, and then I didn't specify.
Yeah,
because
you asked for it.
I didn't specify that I gave it back after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I'm down on my own.
And I was like, hi, Lorelai.
She should probably be asleep. She's a human.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, up to you whether
like,
or not she is.
Get, like, groggy with the pounding on the door. Hello?
I'm just gonna press the scrying stone, like, into Lyle's chest and, like, kind of pushing him towards the door.
Fine, I don't want to be here. I literally just needed this, so come back. And then I'm just gonna turn and, like,
close the door behind them.
Is Daedrin still near me?
I was following you.
Yeah, I would have followed too.
I'm just gonna go to my room. If you wanna hang out, I guess you can come with me.
Well, I don't have a room, so I'll just hang out with you,
I
guess.
We all have rooms.
Fine.
But this is the first time for her to stay, to be with you guys in Seaworth. Before, and she was a prisoner and like stayed at the temple and stuff.
I'll just go find my room.
Okay.
And then I would like to use my new scrying ability to scry on Majin. And I don't know how to do it, so.
I'm gonna look at Daedrin. Do you think he wants to
through the
Nine Eyes of Beldurel?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
She just took the ball because it gave her comfort.
I don't know what's going on. I'm just. I don't.
Okay.
I'm just gonna go to Libby's room and go to bed.
Yeah, so essentially,
okay, I'll go
to bed. You sit down and you begin casting the spell. You've seen Abe and Libby do this a couple times. As you begin to kind of focus, the gems in the Nine Eyes of Feldarails begin to glow with that like bright blue color. And these like streams of light begin to like pour out of them and connect with the crystal ball in your hands. What are you scrying on?
I just want to see Majin.
Okay.
What's he up to?
As you watch, the vision shifts and you see it kind of like an overhead view of the castle of Seaworth, and then you see Iobrius kind of fly beneath you as the vision moves forward across the ocean, and it comes to Iskandali. You recognize like the shape of the land and the familiar landscape. And as your vision continues, one of the things you notice is that instead of heading toward the city of Shizulu, where you grew up and where like the Von Toll dynasty typically held residence over, you find yourself in the city of Shaudu, which was the city of the Le Rosa dynasty. But you see instead banners with the symbol of the Von Toll dynasty. It looks like they have moved.
The like new dragon one?
Yeah.
Okay.
And your vision goes through the city streets of Shaudu into Graceguard Palace and down below into a dungeon. One of the things that you notice in the very like quick instances of your vision flying over the city, you notice these like large metal creatures like lumbering around the
metal
city. And they seem to have a number of like bodies kind of like in their arms, where they have these like spikes coming out of their backs that have bodies kind of impaled on them, kind of patrolling the streets. And you can see like a brief glimpse of these like metal creatures.
Do I recognize them?
No, you've not seen anything like this before. And then your vision goes down into the dungeon and you see Majid again. You've seen him once before in this state, and it is much the same as the last time you saw him. His dark hair kind of like long and tattered and greasy, hanging down in front of his eyes, which have these dark shadows underneath them. Just one arm chained to the wall, as he seems to be missing his other arm.
Does he look worse? Like he's been recently beaten?
No. He looks much the same as the last time that you saw him.
I'm just going to kind of watch him for the full 10 minutes. And then I'm going to turn to Daedra and say, hey.
Are you with him?
Oh, yeah. I haven't left yet.
Do you have any spell slots left?
I'm afraid I used all my spell slots today.
Okay. Never mind. Then I'm just gonna kinda, I guess, lay down and try to go to sleep.
Yeah, I was gonna go sleep in Libby's room because I don't have
one. I went to bed.
Okay. Cool. Abby, would you like to kind of give a recap of what you and Lorelai spoke about? We don't need
well, there was a lot.
We recap the whole evening for you.
Let's go to the
cruise. I don't know if that's necessary.
This is a Norrin question. So, Norrin, if the subscription got renewed, we should still have access to everything, right? That we normally did? Okay.
Jake says that he has some spells missing. Some Xanathar's guide spells are not. He doesn't have access to them. So I don't know if we have to, like, re-put the characters into the campaign or something.
Let me look real quick.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Avi, why don't you go ahead and just kind of recap what you and Lorelai spoke about. Just
right.
Kind of give
so,
us a view of how the night went outside of the...
No, I understand what you're saying. So, when we were with everybody, I think, maybe just a couple people were there, we were with other people, Ollie asked that Lorelai start opening up more to her because...
We ran away. I remember. We, like, ditched you.
Okay, well, at some point, Ave asked that Lorelai start being more honest about her feelings because Lorelai hadn't, like, contacted her over the stone, and Ave knows that Lorelai sees herself as this, like, kingdom general, which she is, and that she fears that if she shows emotion, it's going to be interpreted as weakness, which is something that she can't really afford as a general of the kingdom right now, especially as they're entering this war with the dwarves. So Ave asks that Lorelai be more open with her, communicate with her more. She told Lorelai that, like, Ave is here, like, for the long haul, so she wants them to have really good communication skills. And because of that, Ave would have also been very open about what's going on in her life. So she would have told Lorelai everything that happened with Kawinda and the confusion that Ave was feeling surrounding that, as well as the stress and anxiety that she feels surrounding her homeland, which she thinks might be entering a war because of some actions that she had done. She would have told Lorelai that Bakira is kind of being blamed for the start of this war and what relations Ave had with Bakira previous to that. Like, the whole backstory, like, everything. She
sure.
was completely honest with Lorelai and probably told her everything that was relevant.
Okay.
To her life in this moment.
Awesome.
I'm glad you had a good night.
Well, I mean, I tried. I got interrupted a good few times, but...
Okay. So, anything else?
My
Lyle cries before he goes to bed. He's very upset.
And then that's it.
Can I ask Anatolis to help Diana?
You can ask, yeah.
Okay. It's not going to work, but...
You never know. One of these days, it has to work sometime. Has to.
89.
Not this time.
This would not be that time.
Okay, well then, you all find sleep. Some probably more restful than others. But the first night of the Harvest Festival comes to a close. Eventually you all wake on the 4th of Cass. Again, probably some feeling more rested than others. But you all awake. What's the plan, guys?
I'm gonna go down and get some food, I guess.
I just would like to say real quick, through the night, at some point, I probably pulled out the stuffed dragon and, like, slept with it. Just to see what it felt like.
Glad someone had, like, got enjoyment out of something like
that. Let's roll for comfort. Pretty good.
Okay. It might be the
natural
20.
It is the softest dragon in the world.
But I don't want anyone to see it, so I'll quickly, like, show it back in the bag.
Okay.
That's really cute.
So I did have one thing I wanted to do before we left for Eskandali, and maybe I could have done it when I was out and about with the temple yesterday. I wanted to see if there's any way, and I don't know if I don't expect to because this is a battle-torn city, but can I buy a chalice for Heroes Feast? Would there be anything like that available?
Probably not here. I assume anything that decadent was probably taken by.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah.
The assholes.
That's a good word.
Thought I'd try though.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get breakfast too.
I will too.
Yeah, me and Lorelai, I assume, would also come get breakfast before she has to start her general duties.
Her general duties?
I don't really know what she does, but.
Okay, and Libby, what's your plan?
I'll go to breakfast.
As you emerge from the...
Oh, I'm ready for... Like, I'm prepared that it's not going to go well. So, I'm just saying that, like, I don't know how you would say that, like, my defense is up, I guess, but... If he attacks me, I'm expecting it, so...
Okay.
I'll let him get a punch in, but if I think it's going to be more than that, then I'm not going to.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
As you come up the stairs from the cellar, you see a number of cooks around, kind of waiting expectantly. And they look at you and they say, "Oh, there you are, boss." This seems to be the sous chef. The number two comes up. He looks to be a portly halfling man with a tall chef hat, kind of flopping every which way as he comes, like kind of running up to you, and he says, "There you are, Mr. Head Chef."
Yeah, here I am.
What's on the menu this morning?
Okay.
You know, give me a moment. I need inspiration, and I'm gonna just turn around really dramatically and take a couple steps. Give me just a moment, and I'll shut like the cellar door.
Okay.
And casting sending to the chef we have now.
Oh. The
you
one
can't
back
pull
the
him
dancing.
Away from the dancing dragon. He's just
Zafan?
Zafan.
Is that Zafan?
Zafan.
Yes.
And I'm gonna say
Zafan
quick. Next day hangover food, easy to make, delicious. What would you recommend? Something simple that I don't have to give directions for, Libby.
What kind of creatures do you have eggs from?
I'm gonna open the cellar, is he still standing there?
Yeah.
What kind of eggs do we have?
We don't have many left, but I believe we have some quail left. Your standard fare of various fowl, goose, chicken.
When you say not many enough to feed people?
Yes, just...
Inspiration is striking! Give me a moment! And I'm gonna slam
my god.
Cast sending again.
We have
quail and... It was standard pheasant or something? Or what was it? Sorry.
Standard fowl, so chicken,
standard fowl.
Geese.
Yeah, lovely.
I believe you could whip up some tasty omelets if you had the right spices. I always find a nice... Toasty omelet, it helps get my head right after a night of drinking.
Okay, I'm gonna come out. Well, omelets. That's what we're doing.
The halfling man kind of takes his chef hat off and like presses it against his chest. And he looks at you and says, "Genius!
Thank you.
This is why you're in charge."
I know, thank you.
He turns around to the kitchen and he puts his floppy hat back on.
Don't forget the spices!
You heard the man! Omelets! Spice them good!
And I'm gonna like sneak out of the door.
Are you gonna have them make bacon?
You know that Elena likes her bacon.
Do we have bacon?
Oh, of course, it is breakfast.
Okay, bacon, pile it on for the Eladrin woman in the Revengers.
Will do!
I'm gonna like, the guy who's ever cooking bacon would be like, I'm gonna tell him how she likes it and be like, "For your sake, for all of our sakes, I hope you get it right."
He kind of looks at you in shock. "I'll do what I can."
Thank you. Okay.
Libby emerges.
Are we all there?
Probably everyone is there. As Abby and Lorelai come down, it's obvious that Abby looks tired, but... probably more tired than she should, even after the night that she had. Her eyes look sunken. She might look a little frailer than she typically does.
Ave?
Yeah. And shortly after she arrives, Livy emerges from the kitchen.
Can I just, like, by looking at her, do,
yeah,
like, a medicine check to be, like, is she sick? Is this just from the stress? Is there something more going on?
She
has been rather stressed.
Make a medicine check.
I'm just going to be like, hey, Ave, are you okay?
12.
12? This doesn't seem to be, like, a physical illness. Like, it's not like she's, like, caught cold or has the flu or anything like that. This seems to be something a little more internal.
So, I would probably just assume she's really stressed.
Something like that. Along those lines.
When Libby comes out, Lyle does not look at him and does not acknowledge him. Like, nothing.
Yeah, Libby's fine with that. He's gonna sit down and ignore him, too.
I'm gonna sit next to Lyle and, like, Lorelai, like, in between them.
Libby, you should clean your room more.
Oh, God.
I missed stage.
Libby's just gonna get, like, really red, but just be, like, just kind of, like, cough and be, like, yeah. Oh, I can do that.
Just saying, I slept there. It's not great. Once everyone's kind of downstairs, and I'll, like, closer to down at breakfast, I was just going to be like, I need to go home. I've been away for too long, things are not good, and that's what I need to do. I understand you all don't want to accompany me, but...
I already told you I wanted to help you kill your uncle.
But do you want to do it, like, right now?
Sure. Let's
okay.
go.
So Elena's in.
I'm down.
I haven't been to Iskandali yet, so...
It's beautiful there.
Then I would love to go, except for the corpse monsters.
Those don't make it in the brochure.
God. It's like when you go to D.C., like, they talk about the Lincoln Memorial. They don't talk about, like, the homeless crisis.
Sure. Yeah.
Do we have a plan? Like, Libby's just going to not look at Lyle while he says this. We're looking at everyone else. Do we have a plan for how we want to go about, like, where we want to land? Maybe an idea of, like,
okay.
how we should get.
Yeah.
Like, just totally cuts you off. That was not me interrupting
those. Oh, no, I get it. Yeah.
Ave.
Yeah.
How close? Thank God. I have no idea where to is on this fucking continent.
Here's the map.
How close Shizulu? Is that where? Is that the one?
He is in
Majid.
Shodu.
Shodu, and that's where I grew up.
That's where you grew up. On the opposite end.
Oh, geez. How close do you think you could get us to Shodu?
I can get us to. Fengar.
Yeah, Fengar.
I thought we were in these mountains.
That's the forest.
Oh, sorry. They're both triangles.
These ones have bottoms.
Sorry, I'm not a cartographer.
Sorry, I thought they were also mountains. I can get us near the Pools of Serenity or just somewhere in the Yangshan Mountains.
We'll have some traveling to do.
Something called Devon Rue. To make some maps for us.
Serious?
Norn,
I think this is very good.
I think it's good too. I can't draw maps either.
Which, that's about the closest that I can get us, but
it's
I can also conjure workhorses for us to ride, which will cut down our travel time significantly.
Or we can, what's it called? Woodwalk?
Yeah.
Then I think that's where.
I can cast Windwalk or the Genie Can if we want. If we want to do that. But I think that it would be beneficial to us to try to find some allies in Iskandali or someone else who can help us.
I have an idea for that.
Out of game, we do know the underground prince, and we saved the king and queen.
Mm-hmm. Daedrin wasn't there.
That day.
Right.
The
Minotaur. That was before the podcast, too.
When?
Been to Iskandali before.
When I almost died, I was rescued by a clan group. He doesn't know. A group of elves that nursed me back to health. I parted ways with them long ago, but they could possibly be allies for us. I'm not sure how easy it will be to get in contact with them, though, and I don't know if they're still alive.
We could scry on them or try to send them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can. What?
Or just pop in for a visit.
I don't know where they are.
I don't think they live.
You don't know where
they
travel?
They worship one of the old gods, and so...
Is their range of travel pretty far?
They were kind of on the run.
Oh.
Like on the moon. Don't know where they are. Don't know if they're alive.
Then we should probably try to scry them to see where they are. But,
okay.
If,
or, well, you should scry them.
If I scry them and try to memorize the training where they are, could I teleport us to where they are if I see it in the scry?
It would be in like the scene once category of the teleport spell, but
that's...
We could also try and use locate creature if anyone has it prepared.
That's only within like a...
Yeah.
Like 1,000
feet. I think it's
1,000 feet. Yeah, so...
If I can get us in the area...
Yeah, to wherever they are, we could maybe...
Yeah, at least close to where they are, if not like in their encampment.
I can try.
Yeah,
can I scry on them right now? I used it like at 2 a.m.
You long rested.
So. Yeah, I did. So
I'm pretty sure it charges on a long rest.
Okay.
You
made the thing, so I don't really know. Alright, I can try and scry on them if we want. I'll just whip out the thing, set it on the table. Bing, bang, bang.
Okay. So you think back to...
And I'm specifically... Sorry, hold on. Let me pull up my Lyle thing. I'm specifically trying to scry on Alinar, I believe his name was. The elf that, like, was the leader.
Right.
And, like, was my bud.
Sure.
My bud.
Okay. So, again, in similar fashion to how you did this last night... You kind of focus in on the crystal ball, and the jewels in the nine eyes of Theldrael begin to glow, and this blue light emerges from them, contacting the crystal ball. Again, it shows a similar vision to the one that you had last night of the overhead shot of Seaworth before traveling across Iobrius and across the Hiragar Ocean. Until you finally reach Iskangali. And you come to kind of like the tail end of what you would assume is the Yushan Mountains, probably on the eastern edge, a little bit south of the Pools of Serenity.
Okay. We have been to the pools, right?
Yes, that is where
that's
did
where
your...
That's where the crane was.
That's where you did one of your trials. But, as your vision comes there, you see, Alinar, was that?
Alinar.
A strong and proud elf, male?
Yeah.
Kind of silver hair pulled back into a like a top knot style. He's got a very like angular jaw. They seem to be kind of doing like a morning, taking down camp and stuff like that, getting things ready. He seems to be at the moment like putting some pelts away, ready to travel again. But they do seem to be. At camp for the moment.
Okay.
For the time being.
Alright. And I'm doing this, like, everyone can see it, right? If they're, like, looking.
Yeah, if you look at the crystal ball, you can see.
Like, gather around, y'all.
Yeah.
I got this new thing I can do. Not you, Libby. No, I don't. Lyle doesn't say that. He doesn't know y'all. Anyway. Okay. Once I see that, I'll kind of...
Do you want me or Libby to send him? To be
yeah.
Like, please stay.
Well, Adrian, I'd really appreciate it if you would do that.
Okay. I'll do that for you. So I'll cast sending on the elf I just saw.
Okay.
What? Wait. Before I start, what was his name again?
Alinar.
Alinar. Alinar. This is an ally of Lyle. Please stay in your camp so we can meet up with you.
Love Lyle.
Does he reply?
How do you know of Lyle?
Hey, Cassian. I am friends with Lyle. I am friends with Lyle. He is sitting right next to me in Seaworth. He wants your help.
It's
be
time.
There in 10.
It's time.
And also I was going to say, my name is Daedrin, by the way. BT dubs. I had extra words.
We cannot be too cautious. I require proof that you really know Lyle Hartsky.
He says that he needs proof. Do you guys have a secret code word?
Tell him Lyle likes bears.
Oh. Hey, Libby. This is serious. say that... Don't say that.
Just have a scream at us.
When
high-pitched squeal.
You found me. I wanted to challenge Rax right then. You stopped me.
He says, and then I repeat what Eva just said.
All right.
That was 3 spells.
We shall wait.
He's gonna wait.
Well, are we ready to go?
Yeah,
wait.
Us to the Pools of Serenity, which was just north of where they're.
Should we tell Lionel that
yeah,
we're
yeah, and was this all take, like, was this all, like, at breakfast, like, after
yeah.
Eating? Is Lionel down here, or did someone, like, deliver food to him?
He's not down here.
We should probably let him know we're leaving.
Yeah.
Also...
I'm using all my sending spells like a
I think we should probably talk to him.
Yeah.
Also, Ave, Elena, you've known Lionel the longest.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be led to believe that maybe he's always drunk a little more than the average person?
No.
What do you mean drunk a little more? Like Elena?
Or everyone has their own limits.
Like, they're low on alcohol anyways, and he has, like, a forbidden stash no one else is allowed to?
Well, I know it's been really hard on him having to inherit the kingdom and the responsibility of being king since Brennan died.
I'm just concerned because I may, and I think, did I tell you guys what I spelled on him?
Yeah.
Have I? Yeah. I'm just concerned because I don't want him to harm himself or... basically make himself sick.
Did you tell him that you were related? Was I there? None of us were there when
no.
He did that.
Yeah.
Did you tell him that you were his brother?
Oh, yeah.
Then yeah. I think you should be entirely honest with him and let him know that as his friend and his brother, you're concerned about his health and well-being. And I think as long as you're honest with him, he might take it to heart and try to correct his ways. But
okay.
You probably shouldn't tell him that you were spying on him.
Oh, I think I may have already told him. No, I did.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely did. Yeah, because there may have been a drinking contest. And we were exchanging secrets, so... But I won. I'm going to hold up for the audience. I'm holding up my hand to Elena for a high five. I high-fived her.
Well, I guess if we're done eating, we can go tell Lionel we're leaving. And...
We should also find them a new head chef.
Why? What's wrong with the head chef?
Well, I may be the head chef right now.
Oh. Can't they... Do they need a head chef? Can't the other chefs just handle it?
I guess I could, like, hand it over to the sous chef and see if he's up to taking...
I'm gonna go to the kitchen.
Ah!
Of all the problems that we have to worry about right now,
running
the kitchen in Seaworth is probably not that important. I went to the kitchen.
Yeah, I also went to the kitchen.
Hey, who's in charge?
They point at Libby.
Who's next in charge?
They point at the sous chef.
Hey, sous chef.
Yes?
You're the head chef now. Come on, Libby, let's go.
What?
Okay, well,
I'm not worthy.
It was great working with all of you. You're fantastic. I'm going to Iskandali to do some research. I'll be back. I will see you all. I trust you with this kitchen. I'm gonna, like, shake his hand. It's been a pleasure working with you. I couldn't leave this in better, like, hands, and I know you're gonna do great. Keep it together, and when I come back, I still wanna see a kitchen that's functioning. So, thank you. Congratulations. I'll take a trinket. Do I have any, like... Is there, like, a symbol of the Revengers that I have on my Starbucks?
You don't think so, but we should get those.
Yeah, I don't think they ever established a logo.
We need a logo.
I'll take one of my pamphlets, and I'll take out the one, I'm just shuffle through them really fast, and I'll be like, good enough, and I'll hand it to him, like, you're good, and I'll walk out, and it's gonna be a pamphlet that says, like, so you're questioning if you can live up to Annotatus, like, will, and then when you open it, it basically says, like, you can't, that's okay.
As you turn to leave, he says, wait! He takes off his floppy chef hat, and he says, I want you to have this.
Oh my god.
The loss you did for us in these kitchens.
He was there for 2 days.
She's like anime crying, and I'm just gonna like grab a spatula and like hook arms with him and be like, I'll cherish it forever. Like from one artist to another.
He like presses his hat against your chest.
Oh my god. Elena's already walking away.
So much.
You were there too?
I mean, we were all there.
I'm glad someone else.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of was, like, just following you guys.
Now that problem has been solved.
Congratulations on your promotion.
I'm gonna hold this sous chef hat forever.
You guys are going to Lionel's room?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a group, all of us.
Sure.
Good morning.
You make your way upstairs, find the door.
Oh, I'll, just to be kind, I'll be like, hey, did you guys feed the king? Before we go, and if they didn't, I'll bring them food.
Okay, they said that they were told not to disturb him.
I'll bring the food then. I'll give it to Elena to give to him.
Okay. Elena, as you you hear a voice. Oh,
do you have
God? Please.
Yes.
You should bless her.
Hello.
It's bedtime.
Good morning.
Oh, Elena, is that you?
Yep.
I'm gonna like shh to everyone else.
I'll like open the door and like peek in.
The door's locked.
Oh shit.
You hear a little bit of going.
Probably
because
you kicked it out.
You hear like the latch unclick and the door open up and you see Lionel there. He's got like a blanket kind of draped over his shoulders. He opens up the door and he goes, oh, there's all of you.
Yeah. Okay, step open the door. Come on.
No,
okay.
Just a
well,
moment.
Well, now
please.
It's fine. Let's go.
Yeah, I'll just kind of push past him. We got you breakfast.
He like pulls the blanket tighter, like around.
What himself. Is he naked under it?
You can't tell, but
so by the way he's acting.
Oh, put on some clothes. Oh, gross.
Jake.
He definitely has like his right pectoral exposed underneath like this blanket toga.
Definitely.
Yeah, I'm gonna like
just kind of step in and awkwardly turn and face the wall. Hi, Lionel.
Libby's gonna
Evan is holding Marla's hand.
He's gonna grab some trousers off the back of the chair, sit down on the bed, and like slide them like on.
Yeah,
underneath the blanket.
I'll like Libby's gonna here, shake my hand. And I'm gonna use Lesser Restoration when he takes my hand. Okay, there you go, Lesser Restoration.
Thank you. Oh, my head feels much better. Thank you, Libby.
You're welcome. Now stop being gross and put on some clothes.
Yes, sorry.
Oh
my
god.
I was not expecting to be
brother.
Bothered for at least another 2 hours.
Oh, sorry, well,
back when he wasn't your brother.
He grabs a linen tunic and pulls it on over himself. His hair is long and disheveled. Usually he's been wearing it kind of pulled back recently, man bun style, but this is just kind of like all over his 5 o'clock shadows thickening into a shorter beard. As he kind of like leans forward on the bed, his hair like hangs forward, kind of like framing his face so you can't see his cheeks. He kind of looks up and says, "So, what brings you here at this hour?
What time is it?
It's not that early, right?
It's like 10, bro.
Oh.
Bro.
What did Libby do to you last night? I mean, and I know you were very intoxicated.
You see, like, empty bottles, like, on the desk, kind of
bottles,
overturned.
Plural?
Yeah.
Did you guys drink all of that?
Did we?
Yeah.
You may not remember if you did, but...
Yeah, I used Lesser Restoration, then felt great and left. I'm not really... maybe.
Yeah, I imagine you don't feel too well. Libby, that was cruel.
I didn't do anything,
Libby knows quite a bit about being cruel.
I've learned from the best.
This was not all... Libby's fault.
Probably like
95%. Oh, they know Vinyl.
Yeah, we were there when he got the papers.
I see.
But we came in to tell you that we're leaving, right?
Yeah.
Yes. We're going to commence war on Iskandali.
I see. I wasn't aware this plan was one we were acting on so quickly, though I suppose I wasn't sure how long we intended to wait.
Seems fairly urgent.
I would agree.
Yeah.
It seems that the state of our conflict with Orimar is constantly escalating.
Are you dressed? Lionel, can I
turn
around? I'm still facing the wall.
Sorry. <Okay. laughs> I forgot to mention it 3 minutes ago.
we're getting ready to head out.
Lorelai steps forward and says, my lord, if I may, Iskandali seems like it could be a great ally if Lyle here, according to what we've been told by our friend, if we are to take on Orimar with any effectiveness, I believe it's imperative that we have aid on that front. I think if our intent is to hold strong on the front and not push until we have those reinforcements, as your general, it might be beneficial for me to accompany the Revengers on this mission. And Lionel kind of looks like he's mulling this over.
I will kind of step forward and slow. I think that Lorelai makes a great point. You're giving her up for perhaps 2 weeks in order for her to come help us secure Lyle's place of authority in the Imperial Empire. And I think that the benefits in this situation would outweigh your risk.
Did you say 2 weeks?
That was a loose estimation. Yeah. I'm not sure how long it will take us to travel there. We can certainly keep you updated with Libby's sending, and if something happens and you do need her back right away, I would be more than happy to teleport here with her.
Make a persuasion check with advantage from Lorelai's help initially.
Oh, okay. I really wanted to come with us.
Personally,
I don't know if that's the best though.
I'm thinking if I want to use luck or not. I
do.
Okay, the number that was before I bumped it was better. 17.
17's not bad. Lionel says, I suppose with the ability to teleport back should we require her here means that she's not really an ocean away. And I do intend to hold position and not press forward until we have received reinforcements. I suppose we could spare her for a short while. Though if you truly manage to overthrow a government of an entire continent in 2 weeks, I will be thoroughly impressed.
We've killed dragons and traveled to the Plane of Fire.
And we're only trying to kill one person.
And
probably kind of the worst.
Not due to any type of skill, but just from sheer dumb luck. I think we could probably do it. Yes?
I shoot pretty well.
I mean,
you
do. You
swing your sword pretty well.
Thanks.
Ave does her spells pretty well. Daedric tried it pretty well, and then he stops there.
I gotta agree with you, Lyle. I gotta agree.
I love this saltiness with Lyle.
Libby's gonna, look really nervous and be like, I'm worried that with the dwarves pulling what they're doing, like, their surprise attacks on the villages, that Lionel might need someone here with military expertise.
Maybe you should
He has other people here with military expertise. It's not just Lorelai. And I think that we could really use her help in Iskandali. It's going to take as many people as we can possibly get to overthrow Rax. And once that's done, if we can do it as soon as possible, that would be for the best. The Iskandali Navy is incredibly strong. And if we can get control of that, Oromar borders a lot of the ocean. If we could do a two-pronged attack with the Iskandali Navy coming up from the south and Lyle's troops coming in from the... That would be from the east. And I think that would put the Empire in the best possible situation.
Libby's going to take a deep breath and be like...
Also, the nearest territory we have to Wildguard is... probably Debset, which is still miles away from... the Thordor Valley, and you need to cross the bridge, which we have quite a steady hold on, and there's not much room for them to press toward us.
Can I see the map of our bridge, please?
Okay. Okay. If you think it's a good idea.
They've taken our main foothold in the south.
Libby will go forward.
Where is
at Iskandali in relation? Like, in the whole world?
It's like...
Is it down further?
Yeah,
it's
south,
okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, if their navy can come up, they would totally get into Norman territory.
The girl go forward
and so,
like, awkwardly put his hand on, like, Lionel's shoulder.
You mean the navy? That's my own navy?
I just...
Yeah,
found out I have.
Well, if we're attacking Oromar though, with
a family again, so just don't do anything stupid until I get back. And then he'll like take it off really awkwardly and go stand next to Elena.
Right.
I'll
do my best. As long as you promise the same, brother.
Yeah, we're the Revengers. We never do anything stupid. Save the Lyle.
Okay. What is up with this anonymity, guys?
Wait, animosity.
I was like, wait, we don't know each other?
I don't know words.
Sorry.
Lyle,
you're not an English
I would just like to clarify, I do not know what the state of the Empire is going to be. I'm not quite sure when we will be able to make an attack like that, but I can assure you it will be one of my first priorities.
Well, I was just saying he might be unreliable, which we're all used to, so I wouldn't be too shocked.
Libby? Stop. Sorry.
Why is Libby being such a dick? He's the one at fault.
Yeah.
I will send Lorelai with you for 2 weeks. After those 2 weeks are up,
I'll bring her back.
Thank you. On the 14th, I would ask her back.
Sure, yeah.
If anything happens, have that, the cute blonde one, have him send me. I forget his name.
Lane? Right Eyes?
Yeah, him. He can send
Is he
me.
Here?
I don't know.
He was here
I'm
when
assuming
we
he
left.
Was part of the military, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
cool.
Yeah. You know, us 17-year-olds, we're pretty capable.
That's fine.
But yeah, he can send me if anything. Just have him send me if anything bad happens and we can just teleport back immediately.
Alright. When are you leaving?
Yeah.
Like right now, we have people waiting for us.
Yeah.
I see.
Probably just teleport from right here.
Yeah.
Should we step out in the hall or something?
Why?
I think Lionel's seen us teleport before. That's just
Should we grab something so we can get back here? Like, do you know Seaworth? Right?
I know Seaworth well enough to get back here without an object associated.
Okay.
Alright, let's go.
Okay. Take care of your drinking stuff, and we'll be back.
All right.
Okay.
Well,
also,
I'm not hands.
Everyone, I might have told them all about Rare.
Ooh.
And with
okay,
that,
bye.
The shadow swirls around you, and you feel a tug in your stomach as you
launch, oh my god,
and then appear
to the Serenity Pools.
Okay.
When we land, Danger's gonna say who's Gregor. It's a long story. We can
you
talk about it as we walk.
Have arrived on the continent of Iskandali near the Pools of Serenity. Up kind of towering above you, you see the Yushan Mountains. Familiar, you've all been here before, except Adrian. This is where you first met Lyle.
That's crazy.
Back before the recording started. When you were seeking the Winds of War here.
And we got them.
And
that
you got
was
them.
A long time. We're like, that was my
three
weapons later.
Remember how
that
useful
was,
it was.
Eva's first D&D game.
Oh!
That was back when I still had a life.
We didn't
introduce
ourselves. No, I know. We did it! Oh my god!
Didn't what?
We didn't introduce ourselves.
So my name is Jake and I'm playing Libby, the life cleric.
Oh my god!
At this point, if you listen to 34 episodes...
We'll do it next time. We fucked up, guys.
I noticed it, but I didn't say anything.
But so I was distracted because I was having technical difficulties, so...
It gets everywhere. I don't know how.
Okay,
it
does.
Anyway, continue.
So,
the Pools of Serenity are a... kind of a number of these little ponds that flow. They're almost in, like, a stair formation as the Ganhei River flows out of the Yunshan Mountains into these ponds, which kind of have these little tributaries running out of them, creating this like a layer effect of water kind of pooling down. And they are some of the cleanest like natural water that you've ever seen. Like a pure reflection of the blue in the sky is reflected on the tops of this almost glass-like water. The surrounding area is bright green with grass. The trees here beginning to, the edges of the leaves beginning to turn yellow as autumn is beginning. This is gorgeous. And almost the opposite of the views that you've had in Seaworth. There is like no sign of a large civilization near you. It is calm, and it is quiet.
Mr. Crane, are you still here?
Libby.
Stop.
As you call out like that, you see a number of crane in the pools kind of like fly away out of it.
Lyle's like immediately going to take out his bow. He's not like drawing it all the way, but he's like notching an arrow, like a little bit tenser than you guys have seen in like Hawaii over is and like other places.
Adrian's just... writing everything down.
Oh, Libby will go up and start telling her the story of how we came here for the pools for
Autumn. We need to get moving.
So you said south, correct?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So I'll say we need to start heading south.
Yep.
And as we go, I'll kind of be using my tracking shit. You know how rangers do.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry. To quote Tobey Maguire, pizza time. go ahead and make a survival check with advantage because you're adjacent to the mountains.
Forest is also one of my favorite terrains, so for the forest.
It's more plains, but because you're adjacent to the mountains.
All right.
I'll let you do it.
It's his most favorite terrain. It's his home.
What?
I said it's his most favorite terrain. It's his home.
My favorite terrain is the United
19.
States. 19.
Does that count?
For purple.
And I also, with that, would like to be looking for signs of anything else passing through besides like animals. Like any sign of humans, if that makes sense. Or
elves.
Yeah.
I assume that's what you were looking for.
But also like anything besides
yeah.
that, you know? Like has it like has a have soldiers pass through here recently, kind of. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Make an investigation check for that.
Okay.
Are we trying to be quiet?
With advantage, because she's next to the mountains?
Not
or
for this.
Not? Okay.
Wait, is an investigation intelligence?
That's correct.
It says I get my proficiency bonus. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
I don't think that you're like tracking soldiers necessarily.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
You're just looking
yeah,
for
right.
presence of them. So.
I apologize. Are we counting this as my favorite terrain?
Yeah.
Okay, because it says my proficiency bonus is doubled for proficient skills when you make an intelligence or wisdom check related to it. I am proficient in investigation. So, sorry.
Okay.
One moment.
Add whatever numbers you want to it.
The answer's still going to be the same.
Seven
no.
Okay. 15?
Yeah.
Yeah, 15.
In the immediate vicinity around you, you do not see any signs of like a military presence. However, you do know that further to the south of you is the village of Sunhai, where there would be soldiers probably like on the road around Sunhai, kind of moving back and forth, but in the immediate vicinity, like here around the Pools of Serenity, there aren't any like visible no signs that would alert you to the presence of a military force.
Alright, and then what about looking for elves and stuff?
Yeah, so you and the group of elves that you traveled with and learned to survive with are experts at leaving no traces that you don't wish to be discovered. You know that there are other like small groups that will meet up with your elves. There are sometimes hunters will leave and return to the group. So there are specific like signs that you guys have almost like a language that you have established in order to communicate with one another the whereabouts. So you see like twigs on the ground that have been snapped like in three places and left on the ground in like certain like orientations to denote kind of like the direction that they're headed and stuff. Something that to the untrained eye would just look like twigs that have fallen off a tree. But to you, someone who knows what to look for, these signs are almost like highway signs guiding you exactly towards where you need to head.
Okay. Then we'll start heading that way. And as we do, I'll turn to the group and say, we need to stay off the roads. I know that's going to make our travel more difficult, but it's not safe.
Okay.
I mean, I need to. You guys can go on the road and I can hop through the trees beside you.
Should we cast invisibility?
Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we're safe right now. There aren't any signs of anyone moving through here besides the elf. And I'll point to one of the sticks like I know. Like everyone knows what that's supposed to mean.
Like, okay.
Lyle points to this like twig on the ground that's been like broken into like four pieces.
Okay.
Maybe.
I'll just draw the stick.
Well, I'm gonna like kind of reach over and try to rip the page out and say, "Please, this needs to remain secret."
It's a stick.
It's confidential.
That's not confidential information. Please, Daydream.
Okay, I'll change it into an Iskandali tree.
Okay, and then I'll grab some dirt, like some home dirt, to snack on while we're walking.
Oh my god.
And I'll say, "Do you want some, Lena?"
Kinda. I just want to taste it.
I'll like sprinkle a little on your head.
Oh god, how do you eat that shit?
This isn't like the dirt I grew up eating.
Okay, we need to be sorry.
I didn't mean to offend. It's just, you know,
it's
not
my thing. I
was
eating like slipped something into my drink without my consent.
Oh yeah, there was that.
Let's go.
So Lyle,
can we say like retroactively that when we left, like when we teleported out, Elena looked like she maybe wanted to say something else to like Lionel, but then didn't.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, spicy. Because
you guys were all just, you know, standing there. So that's really it. And then
okay. Let's
boogie.
While we're walking, I'm gonna whisper to Daydream while I'm like talking to you about like what happened to the cranes, be like, so you're like a warrior.
Yes.
So we fought in like wars and stuff.
Okay, not really.
Wait,
what did you say? We've fought in
wars? No, I said so you've like fought in wars.
Oh yes. Yeah.
So how long does a coup usually take?
Oh my god. I've never fought in a coup.
So, do you think we'll have to kill innocent people? Like, allies? Like, people who are just kind of doing their job, like, you know, defending the king, because that's what they're supposed to do?
Because I'm okay killing people who turn traitor for, like, a pale man, but, like, are we going to be murdering, like, innocent people?
Am I hearing this? Are we all...
He said he was whispering, but how loud are you whispering?
I mean, like, I'm saying it loud for the pot, but I would be like, so, like, do you think that we are going to have to kill, like, innocent
people? Are you trying
people?
To not let Elena or Ave...
Well, I mean, I know Ave probably can hear, I mean,
yeah,
but
can.
I'm trying to be sneaky. So I can, I mean, like, I'll roll for it. Because maybe I'm not, you know, maybe I think I'm being whisper.
I just wanted to know if I could hear it.
What would this be, Norm? Like,
I guess stealth.
Yeah, I'm not gonna work like 12. So everyone hears me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
but I
want to
hurt you.
Wild does not care what you think.
Diana wouldn't have.
Nope.
Diana was not perceptive. She was not a lot of things.
Yeah. So I'm
also not alive. Oh, you guys, I checked her backstory.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
11. Just so you guys know, she's 11.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
We killed an 11-year-old. Nice.
We did not do anything.
But I guess you should just change your idea of what innocent is.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you won't feel bad. Because
so,
in war,
you change your morals. Nothing feels bad anymore.
In war, people die. And if that's what this is going to be, then I suppose, by your definition, innocent people will die.
Okay. That's fair.
But you just need to think of them as the enemy. Because they're in the way of the main enemy. And the enemy has to die.
There are a lot of people you could have asked this question to, Libby.
I know, but I was standing next to her. And you're
sure.
with your girlfriend now, so
sure.
I'm not bugging as much.
I just thought it was funny that Adrian was who you went to for moral advice.
I know you don't think like anyone else can hear you. I just want to turn around and be like, Adrian's right, Libby.
So I asked, like, are we going to have to kill innocent soldiers who think that they're just doing the right thing?
I kind of picked up on that
okay,
from, like, context
yeah.
clues.
Context.
And I whispered, but everyone can hear me. I was like, fuck!
He wrote really bad on this stuff.
So, yeah, just... I mean, if you don't want to kill anybody, just focus on healing us.
Okay. I feel like that still makes me complicit, but okay.
It wouldn't hold up in a court of law.
I'll have to think about it. I'll ask Anatatus tonight, because I have a question for him anyways.
Yeah.
Who is Anatatus? I know he's a god of, like, health or whatever.
I pull out my most beautiful pamphlet, so you're curious about Anatatus, which has a beautiful drawing I have painstakingly taken. And glossed over that accentuates his pectorals, and
like
I start explaining.
Do you give me the pamphlet?
I go through it with you. Like I start telling you
like
in great detail who Anatatus is. By the end, you should be a scholar.
Okay.
This takes a while to get through. You could probably fill 20, 25 pages of your book if you wrote
I
down everything
two
he
pages.
Said.
Cliff note.
Yeah.
To be fair, a lot of it is he's going to marry me.
Is Anastasius one of the approved gods in Escandali?
No, none of the Pantheon are. Right?
All of the Pantheon.
Oh, the Pantheon, not the Ascended.
Correct. So, the way that it...
This will be good for me, too, because as a writer,
yes.
I don't really understand how religion works.
So, the traditional... So, there are the... There's the Pantheon, which is Quinda, Anastasius... Bahari, Mercuria, Rapalios, Rebus, all like the main
Tyrella.
Ones. Tyrella, yes. They are the Pantheon. They are the real gods that were created by the Titans to watch over Kyriel when it was like first formed.
Back when the world was new.
So they're like the real, I put that in finger quotes, the real gods. They're the original, and they are, like, the ones that gave power to the mortals and like made the mortals. Here in Iskandali, there was a group of people known as the Gudai, and they were some of the first mortals to ever exist on Kyriel. They were put on Iskandali while the gods resided on Iobrius, because at first the gods didn't want to mix with the mortals. They just wanted to kind of like watch over them from afar, kind of like they were playing Sims. Once things started to get a little out of hand, the Gudai started to like discover weapons and magic and stuff like that, and began kind of fighting amongst one another. The gods created the first Ascended. Now the Ascended, I think we've talked about this a little bit before, but the Ascended are essentially mortals who are given godlike powers. So they're similar to like demigods or some of the lesser gods. If you look at like the traditional pantheon, some of the gods who weren't like Mount Olympus guys, but people like Nike, God of Victory.
I was just thinking Nike.
Yeah. So some of like the lower level gods is kind of what the Ascended were. And they were people who were chosen by the pantheon and given powers. So the Iskandalans traditionally called them the Old Gods, but now under Rax's rule, they're referred to as the Imposter Gods. The group of Ascended, who is the Iskandalan gods, they're the ones who are banned by Rax. So Rax and the Von Toll dynasty support and enforce the worship of the pantheon, but they will attack anyone who worships the old gods or the imposter gods.
So, okay, so I'm just in my head, this is a Jake question. So, like, we were talking about in class, like, how in that book we were reading, like, they kind of worship, like, the demi god, like, their ancestors or people who had ascended to godhood, but they weren't, like, gods, but those are the ones that they turned to and prayed to and stuff like that. Like, they were demigods, so kind of like that. Like, so Iskandali prays to, like, demigods, but they don't necessarily pray to, like, the gods.
That's how it was, yeah. So they did. So the Iskandalans did pray to, like, the demigods, yes.
Okay.
But now the worship of the Ascended,
okay,
the demigods, is outlawed,
and
they have to worship the pantheon.
Okay, and their excuse for that is, like, well, these are false pretender, like, they never really were gods.
Yes, that's what Rax has been telling people. His whole thing is they're not actual gods.
Okay. So it's like people going, like, Old Testament.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one. That's a.
And Anatatus, where does he fit into this?
He's in the pantheon.
Okay, so he is approved for like worship.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what about?
We have approved gods.
Okay.
Yeah, all
everyone
of us
here
have pantheon gods because we're all from Iobrius, which is where most of the
just making
is. Sense.
Yeah.
Cool.
Everyone here has.
We are not in danger. Any more than we were before.
Please tell me Lyle says that.
Yeah. And Lyle, you would know most of that.
Yeah, I know. Me as Eva, just.
Yeah. Yeah, Lyle would have that information. You would have grown up, like, it was really your uncle who started the whole, like, just the pantheon. Everyone else was pretty chill about it.
So, Lyle, who did you worship as the royal family? Ave wants to know.
Do you ignore him?
I didn't really worship anyone.
Doesn't really look back, just kind of stays focused on, like, tracking Scooby doing his way.
Nose to the ground.
Yeah.
Eating dirt. Looking
quite
at
an image.
How regal.
Eventually, you approach a group of like small stones you could probably fit in the palm of your hand that have been arranged kind of in an arc, and that marks the presence of a camp. So you know that you've reached the vicinity. Go ahead and make a perception check for me.
Okay.
18, nice.
I also like look at the stones like, ha ha.
And we're like, ha ha.
You kind of raise your eyes and scan the area around you, and you see kind of like, you've been following kind of like the base of the mountain, so there have been these like hills that have led up on the sides of you, that have been kind of like dotted with trees. You notice in an area where the trees are kind of thick around this like outcropping of rock, you see that some of the branches have been draped in these like almost like curtains of leaves that look natural to anyone walking by, but you recognize that they are actually like crafted and sewn of leaves to create this like barrier to one's vision. So you can walk forward and push like these like leaves out of the way and enter this little outcropping where kind of like almost like stacked vertically up the hills is where this camp has been made. There's a group of about 12 elves here. There are a number of like beast companions here as well. You'll see like wolves and some like hawks and badgers and even a bear.
Do I recognize any of them?
Totally.
Oh my god. Could
I like,
just,
like,
animals?
Call them over?
No, these are like the companions of the rangers of the elves. There are like.
Oh.
Yeah.
None of the elves are here, but all
the
animals.
The elves are here too.
Oh, okay.
Well,
wow, actually,
knowing the
animals
doing.
First.
Yeah.
Like, especially the ones he recognizes.
Yeah.
He like calls them and his Kingala.
Yeah, the wolf will come up and, much like a dog would, kind of like rub his like head against you. And
I wanted to introduce myself to them too.
Yeah, you use your beast speech.
Yeah.
This is my friend Holly. She drove me here.
And then I keep forgetting this dude's name.
Alinor.
I keep wanting to say Erebos, but that is
shout out to Dragon Prince.
It's different entirely. Alinor steps forward and kind of like
I get up at that.
Looks you over and says, I would ask for confirmation that it is really you, but if you found us, I suppose that means that it is. No one else could have done that.
Yeah.
It was almost too easy.
I see. I suppose that means you've been practicing. Which is good. You needed it.
Ooh.
He'll reach out and shake your hand.
Playful.
Burned.
Do we
do
like a bro hug
type
dude thing?
Dude speech.
Like, are we close enough?
A little bit. No, it's like a little, like a, it's like one of those like four.
Oh yeah,
grab,
like very
and,
nice.
Grab the forearm
respect
and kind of like
type
nod your head.
So
your
much
forehead's like almost touch and then traditional breathing.
Nice.
He says, what brings you back here? I thought you were looking to get as far away from this place as you could.
It's been a long time. Much has changed, and it's time I take my place.
I see. You plan to fight your uncle?
Yes. These are my friends.
I was the one that messaged you.
Pleased to meet all of you.
Elena.
Libby.
We're here to kill his uncle.
And his mom. This is Lorelai.
Hello.
Oh, I think before.
Probably his mom, too.
In Iskandalin, I say, do not trust the younger man.
He replies in Iskandalin and says, if you do not trust him, why is he traveling with you? Why did you lead him to us?
He means well, and he is by no means a bad person, but he acts foolishly at times.
As this is being said, I want to go up and like try and pet one of the pups.
Much like you used to when we first met.
Oh.
Anyway.
Such a good animal.
I was like blushing a tiny bit.
How old was Lyle when
he was 16 or 17?
Okay. So you
or no, he was 17.
So he was a little older than Libby when all of it went down?
Yeah.
Okay.
But behaved like Libby and ran away.
He was almost killed. It wasn't his fault. His uncle left him in the woods to die. Anyway, we're here to ask for your help, Eleanor. Back in common. Sorry.
What help would you ask of us?
I'll kind of look at the rest of the Avengers and Courtney. and I'll say, well, this is a plan that I'm thinking. We don't need to fight everyone. Rats, no one knows that I'm still alive. Everyone thinks that I died in an accident. The people of Iskandali value honor, and I believe that they will still be loyal to me once they learn that I'm alive. But Rax's hot people are who we need to worry about and getting into the palace. So I'm thinking that we need a distraction near the outskirts of the city so our group can go in and take care of the threat.
Are we going to the capital then?
We are going to, sorry, I assume I'll remember this name. Shodu.
Is that not the capital?
It's the new capital that Rax has established. It's not where I grew up.
Oh.
Why would he move the capital? This is Libby asking, but like, why would he move the capital? I mean, if your family's been residing at a place for probably generations.
A show of strength and power over the newly conquered empire.
What was the old place called? Where you grew up?
It's on the opposite side of the
That's where Lyle grew up. That's where the new couple is.
This is he really moved house.
What's the plan?
So we're going here.
Okay.
The new capital. That was the old. So how are we going to do a distraction?
I need help brainstorming that. That's what I think your group could do, Eleanor, is provide a distraction so we're able to get into the castle with less guards.
Distract the entire army.
Not the entire army.
There's 12 of us.
I understand.
Do you not have more people that you could call upon?
There are people that I grew up with that would be residing within the castle, but again, we need to get in there is the big thing.
By distraction, do you want to just draw people away so we can sneak in? Because we do have a genie named Daryl.
And I was thinking Daryl could also.
So, that would be 13. Well, 13 for an hour, and then we would go back to 12.
This plan of yours is dangerous.
It's always going to be dangerous, but I can't wait any longer while my people suffer.
I understand.
That includes you, Eleanor. Your group has been traveling for as long as I have, trying to escape this. It's not right, and we need to put a stop to it, and I think that time is now.
Rax didn't rise to the position he was in overnight. His conquering of this land took time, and it took power. This seems like something that you would need the aid of gods to complete.
Hey, real quick. We might have more allies here, too, that could help with a potential distraction.
The Minotaur.
Yeah.
Golgaros.
Oh,
Pat. Are you close enough with him to call on him for aid?
We saved both
his
parents.
Yeah, we saved his life.
You were there.
Where?
Well, I barely knew him. I was there for the tail end of that journey.
Yeah, I think we could.
Who is this?
So he does owe you, like us.
He
this is not a game because we saved his mother and father from death.
Yeah. We also like did not kill him.
He's like the prince slash ruler king of the Underdark, or the Under.
He's the prince of the Underdark.
But we also sealed away his kingdom. We'd have to unseal it. No, we did.
We just
put a wall of stone in front of the cave.
We could easily take that down.
It wasn't very big, and they could.
It was pretty big.
Oh, I mean, like it didn't. We didn't seal the cave.
Also, if we need to create a distraction, my genie can do major image, so we could conjure something. I don't know what we could conjure that would draw the soldiers to it, but we could conjure something.
Maybe
like,
one of the gods that Rax has outlawed.
Mm-hmm.
Conjure a large image of them. I'm sure that would strike fear into him.
Yeah, this is 20 foot cube. 120 feet, I don't know what that means.
That would distract him. He hates them.
Why?
Why does he hate anything? Because he sucks.
So anyway, I think if we contact him, that would be beneficial.
You've met him, so you could send him, right?
Libby hasn't met him.
No, he was there, right?
Yeah, I spoke to him.
Oh, this was after.
The vampires. And he was like, woo.
That he, yeah. Diana, read his smut book.
This might be a good time to explain
Gulvaros. Yeah, what happened?
The last time
this was before the podcast.
That the Revengers were
this
in Iskandali.
This is why we need to make the YouTube videos.
Yeah. The last time the Revengers were in Iskandali and they were traveling to this like hobgoblin war encampment to get the Winds of War, they met a Minotaur prince named Gulgaros, who had been displaced from his home in the Underdark because the hobgoblins had been raiding it, attempting to take it over. They teleported him out into the surface, where he was very not accustomed to the wide open spaces growing up in the Underdark. So the Revengers met him, befriended him, and he helped them take on the hobgoblins so that the Revengers could make it back, could bring him back to his city. So they freed a number of his people who were being held captive by the...
And they saved his mother and father from being dead.
Yeah, when they returned to his city, they found that his parents, the king and queen, had been slain. So the Revengers brought the king and queen back to life.
Mm-hmm.
And Gulgaros said that if they ever needed him to call upon him.
I forgot that part.
Yeah. I think this counts as needing him.
Probably. And maybe he finished his book, you guys. Maybe he finished the
book. I would love to read more of
it.
He was an author and was experimenting in writing smut.
That's how 11-year-old Diana learned what sex was.
That's how Diana learned what sex was.
Yep, that was great.
She read his book.
And you stayed up all night reading all the smut.
Yep. I snuck into your guys' room.
Alright.
Oh,
my
gosh. What a guy.
He's really great, so.
He's really strong, if I remember. He's like a barbarian.
Yeah.
We have, so you don't have to be our only muscle, Lorelai.
The fuck, Libby?
You don't have to be our only non-dying muscle, Lorelai.
Elena, you have muscles.
Thank you.
Is it non-dying?
She's not a vampire anymore.
No, she just dies every battle.
No, I don't.
She's died once, and so have you.
Anyway.
Hopefully, no one perishes on this mission.
Hopefully.
So that would be preferable.
Oh, well, is that what, yeah, so am I contacting, okay.
Yeah.
Gulgaros. Whew, that's a long name. This is Libby. The Revengers require your assistance. The rightful king of Iskandali is ready to take back his throne Will you help? Left.
Okay, let me get back in for some ice cream.
Libby! It's been so long! I would be happy to meet with you and see how I might aid you. Where and when would you like to meet?
Do you repeat that out loud, though?
I'm just waiting to see if it's done. Okay, so Galgaros said that he would be happy to meet with us. He didn't give a definitive he would assist or not, but he said he would be happy to meet with us when and where.
Well, we'll need to be traveling north.
The entrance to the Underdark is in the mountains. The mountains right next to us. Somewhere.
Maybe right on the outskirts of the Shizu Glades.
Where is his thing?
It's in the mountains.
Oh, so we're really close to it.
Yeah.
So do we want him to meet us up, or do we want to meet him close to his thing?
I think we should just, we can travel and then kind of intersect at the same time. Hopefully.
Okay.
Like north of the closest line,
on the outskirts of the Shizu.
We are near. So actually, hang on. Before I cast ending, I'm gonna look to the group. So I'm gonna clarify what I want to say. So I should say, like, we are near the Pools of Serenity, heading north towards the capital. We want to intersect with you on the way. Like, is that what we want to say, or?
That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
My only concern is if he does decide to aid us with his people, he'd probably have to go back to his, unless he's bringing people with him.
So are you saying we should meet him in the Underdark?
Well, I'm not saying we have to meet him in the Underdark. If we are meeting him, because he said he would meet with us, but he didn't say he would help yet. So
if we meet him super far from the Underdark, mm-hmm. he'll have to travel back to the Underdark to get troops,
mm-hmm.
if he does agree to help
yeah.
us.
Or one of us, I guess someone, you know, like Ave with teleportation, teleporting back, but he could still.
I can teleport only like 10 people at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I guess I could. Because I think he wants to talk more. I mean, it sounded like he would maybe be willing to help if we presented a case, but I don't think it sounded like he was willing to.
He said that he wants to know how he can help. That's what he said.
Okay.
Tell him that
curious
we
how you help people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Galgaros, we need allies in this fight. Could you bring people or allies with you and meet us on the way to the capital? Like, something like that?
And then he knows me, right?
Yeah.
Stay, like, while we'll prove an ally to the Underdark.
Okay.
If you help.
I'm gonna have to cast something twice. So hang on.
Every spell we use today is
something. Well, because I'm not using it. I'm trying to clarify before I. So maybe.
You okay?
You
should first say this is where we are. This is where we're going, and we need allies.
Okay.
That's how you should put it.
We're at the Pools of Serenity. We need allies. We're heading towards the capital. I've already mentioned the rightful king, so I could say, like, Lyle or, like...
Say Lyle, because he knows
Lyle will prove an ally to the Underdark once crowned, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
He sent
Love.
That.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool, I sent that.
Okay.
Is that the trumpet or something?
Saxophone.
Give me a day. I will speak to my mother and father.
Amazing.
When I'm listening to him speak, enthusiastic did he seem like he'd be pressing our case?
Make an insight check again.
Okay.
Moments like these that I wish I
could
still around.
Can I just say that I use my passive insight instead of lying?
You have luck.
Yeah, I'll use luck.
Yeah, and no.
And can I cast guidance on him?
16. Passive insight is 20.
No, he's pretty, he seems fairly, willing to press this case. He said that he owed you a favor, so.
Okay, cool. Okay, he's gonna talk to his mother and father about it, and he'll get back to me.
Alright. Well, can he contact you?
I'm sure they have access to someone with magic and all.
Okay.
We
can try and contact him again tomorrow or something. I think that we need to start moving.
So and the owl said that they would for sure help too.
I don't know. What about that? I'm trying to see if there's like a spell that I could set up to like summon something and keep it there to also be part of the distraction. I feel like there is something that we can do like that. But I can't remember what it is.
Lyle, I'm not sure about this. I don't know if we're strong enough to help.
I understand not wanting to put your people in danger, but I need you to understand that once I take back what is mine, I will help. Not just your group, but other traveling bands like yourself. You have people that have died, I assume, and everyone has lost someone due to the unjust laws put in place by my uncle. Thousands must have been slaughtered in his war. This is for something greater than ourselves. This is for the good of everyone on the continent of Iskandali.
I'm going to nudge Ave forward a little bit.
Say something, you're like a revolutionary.
Ave was lost in thought and is like jolted out of it when he touches her.
I know
we don't look like it, but we are a powerful group of individuals.
Hey, I think we look like it.
And I'll kind of gesture to the Nine Eyes and Felderos. We've acquired many objects that can help us. And my friends are all very powerful. Ragtag, as we may be. The time is now.
I think some of them could feel like a
make a persuasion check.
I'm so nervous. Ah.
Really big or something.
No! Fuck me! Yeah. Okay. 5.
You need to take the luck feat.
So.
Yeah.
I just remembered that as a cleric, Libby and I, we can both summon a divine creature and hire them to do something. If you want that as part of the distraction,
I think we need to get the elves.
Well, and
first.
Then I'm gonna. Well, and Libby, as so, Daedrin, did you say that out loud?
Yes, I'm explaining that.
Okay, and Libby, when Daedrin says that, is gonna look at them and said, "You said that this sounds like it would need the help of the gods, and we can provide that. Will you assist us if we can guarantee you God's favor, or the favor of the gods?"
Well, our gods. She's not alive. It's not gonna be their god.
Make a persuasion check.
With advantage.
I guess technically Daedrin was helping with that, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. This is okay. I'm good at this.
Yeah, it's only 1,000 gold pieces. For
yeah,
me. And I have half of that.
21.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that there was literal help from the gods when I made that statement, but...
I mean, like, point at David dramatically.
I suppose... with gods on our side, we might be able to aid in a distraction of some kind.
I'm gonna high-five David. Like, I'm gonna put my...
We will not be soldiers on any front line, but...
Choose that face.
I would never ask you to risk your people like that.
We are hunters. We are gatherers. We are trappers. We cannot push any assaults or join in any armies, but we do have skills that I suppose might be beneficial.
Well, if you're trappers, what if you plant a trap that we lure them into? And then you don't have to get directly in the line of fire.
I think we could work something out.
We'll have time to figure out the particulars as we travel. It will take us some time to get to the capital. It's not super close.
I think it's possible, too, that we can secure the help of gods that are not our own. The Ascended, if they are... mortals who have been given godlike powers, then they probably don't reside in Celestia, and I think it's possible that they're still here on this Kingali.
As a cleric, would I know if the Ascended moved to the Divine Plane? Would I know that, just as being a cleric?
Make a religion check.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe, like, if our gods specifically had an Ascended person, would we know what they would have done?
Three. It's been
make a religion check, maybe.
Can I do it too as
an
acolyte?
Fuck.
Sure.
Okay, I'm using
that. No.
You were naughty. Bet you die.
19.
Oh, I'm not gonna bother anyone. Yeah. Oh, nice.
Bothers anyone.
Yeah. So, religion.
Yeah.
24.
Nice.
No. Yeah, 24.
So there are definitely some ascended that made their way. There are definitely some ascended that were brought to
Celestia.
Yeah, Celestia.
But some were not.
But there were others that were left on the material plane. Some of the ones that were left were like killed as they were. People were scared that they would start another celestial war or attempt to rule them like the betrayer gods did.
Mm-hmm.
So some of them were killed off. Others faded into legend. But it's possible that there could be some. There haven't been any stories of any being around in any like recent years.
Mm-hmm. But
it is possible, and they would definitely have a stake in this.
Mm-hmm.
If Brax forced their worshippers to give up their faith.
Between the two of us, would we know, between Quindo or Anitatis, if any of their ascended had been famous or no, or like if they were friends with any gods who would have had any ascended that were famous for being associated with this Kingali?
As far as being associated with Iskandali, once the Pantheon put the Iskandali gods there, they kind of left Iskandali, like, untouched.
Okay. Well, Ave, you're the one who has all the magic. When you talk to weird things that give you powers, do you know any of any ascended?
The first
GM?
the first Wawandaji was an ascended.
Got another name, like any other information than that, or just that?
The group was named after him. His name was Wawandaji.
The very first warrior of Kuinda, the very first Wawandaji, was an ascended, but I'm pretty sure he was Iobrian, not Iskandalan.
Is he still around?
If he was an elf, maybe? Or if being an ascended extends your
longevity?
Yeah, it definitely does that, but no one has heard tale of him walking around.
Yeah, he just hangs out sometimes with buddies.
He's actually a dancing dragon right now.
Well, I don't know. You know, you're the one who like worships Wolf and Dodge. I don't know if you have a secret like lair that he hides in or something.
No, no one's heard of him for since way before I was even born.
Okay. Well,
so
we're
about 100 years. But I just, it's a possibility, and I think that Ascended are extremely powerful, and so if we could potentially secure one of them as an ally, it would be really beneficial to us. I just reread it. So, you beseech an otherworldly entity for aid. The being must be known to you, a god, a primordial, a demonic prince, or some other being of cosmic power. So it doesn't have to be our god.
Mm-hmm.
So I could ask, we could ask if we like knew them. I don't know how well you have to know them, but we could ask one of the ascended emissaries.
Would an ascended be like low enough on the totem pole to come, maybe? Or would they be like they're high enough where they would send someone in place?
Do they have to schedule their own appointments, or do they have
yeah.
to
do they
like,
have
could
like
I be
a
like
calendar?
Could I
invite them to an event more?
Could I be like come ascend it, and then you know I get some weird little like bird that's gonna fight for me, or will they show up?
The ascended are not birds.
Some ascended were worshipped as gods.
Okay.
Like the Iskandar pantheon, or like the Vagerheim, the gods that worshipped on Vagerheim were also ascended. But there were other ascended who were more kind of like the butlers to gods. So it's kind of dependent on
the specific
the ascended
person.
And, yeah.
Lyle, what's your country's version of Hercules?
Libby, who's Hercules?
we were super religious. Growing up, I mean,
No wonder so much went wrong.
Anyway, I don't know how we would go about finding them. Like, Iskandali's small, but it's not that small. So, I think that we need to get moving, maybe.
Yeah, we can get moving. Is this also the country with the pirates?
You know, it might also look
yeah.
good to have.
But they're all
in the
camp.
Like, it might.
In the middle.
They're all like,
yeah.
It might
like
cause question for against Rax if
like,
Pantheon God or servant of the Pantheon God appeared as being against him.
That would be useful in the capital.
That would have to be Lear Daedrin. I'm just saying, like, instead of us trying to summon.
That could be part of the extraction.
Yeah, ascended. It might be better for us to summon Agent Bahari or an agent of Anitatis because they are part of the approved pantheon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a bigger blow.
Can I summon
Kraken?
I think that's an excellent idea, Agent.
So how are we doing horse? Are we wind walking? How are we?
I think it would be a good idea.
We probably shouldn't wind walk if we're gonna have.
But you guys kind of stand out as not being from around here, and I kind of gesture to the armor, Daedrin's everything, and I say I think that we should maybe stop in a village and get some Iskandalan wear.
I feel like no matter what I wear, I'll stand out.
We can get you a cloak.
Yeah, something that hides. Okay.
Actually, there are a fair number of Triton in the.
In Fengar?
Fengar Pass.
And we're talking about, like, your clothes and everything, and I don't want to show any symbols of, like, the Calum Empire.
That makes sense.
Because I don't want...
My
Lyle
armor is... just has Bahari shit on it.
Okay.
Does my clothing and armor look particularly, like, not as Kingari?
Because I'm just worried, like... I'm assuming there's a different style of armor that you would buy in, like, Iobrius as compared to, like...
Is
mine has Anitatis smeared all over it. I worship the primordial.
Like, kind of how, I don't know, you can tell, like, where people are from kind of based on their clothes, you know?
Yeah, well, Iskandali definitely has a certain aesthetic around it when it comes to armor. A lot of it is kind of layered, like very similar to like samurai armor. And whereas like in Iron Base, you'll find more traditional like plate armor, kind of more like Roman or English in style.
And even if we're wearing armor that has the sanctioned gods on it in this area, we still want to stand out as little as possible.
And I'm not saying new armor, I'm just saying like clothes to put over.
Yeah, I think getting some standard
like or a shirt
things would be best.
So, there is...
What? Yeah, I'm going to turn to the elves. Is there a close place to shop?
We can do it as we're moving.
The nearest civilization to here is Sunhai.
Can you show us where we are, Norn?
You guys are like just south of the...
And how close would Sunhai be?
You could probably reach Sunhai in... Well, if you traveled fast... Late tonight. 11 p.m.
Like on horses fast?
Yes.
Then I think that's what we should do.
Okay.
Okay.
Alright.
Alright, so what would your group like to do? Would you like to start heading north and we can meet you there?
I suppose that's probably best if we travel in too large a group would be noticed. We will head towards the capital and meet you there.
And in Iskandalan, I will say thank you, old friend. You know how much this means to me and how much I appreciate the help.
He will reply, saying, we're glad you're safe. And glad that you will be, well, assuming your place on the front.
We'll do our handshake again. Just kind of move out. Let's go.
I'll conjure 5 draft horses.
After we leave, like, the little encampment.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'll say bye to the wolves.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
It was fine to meet all of you.
Okay.
Oh.
We're really bad at goodbyes. Like,
yeah.
I don't think we've ever had
one. I don't think
that's
an
Eskandali.
So
it's always either we teleport out or we're like, bye.
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 Once we're away from them, well, then they probably can't see us. I'll find your 5 horses, 1 for each of us, and then just 1 for me and Laura.
Okay.
Oh,
that's where we're going to end episode 34 of Dungeon Stories.
What is happening, you guys?
This is going to be wild.
We finally made it to Sangali.
Got some old faces appearing. That's cool.
This is like robot. It's wild.
I'm so excited to be
on Rose. He better bring his new book.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. We got some old faces returning. Didn't really expect that.
Noran, you were like so many NPCs. You took such a great job.
Appreciate it. You guys all did great as well. It's fun to step back into the shoes after.
In such big shoes they are.
Such big shoes.
Yeah,
it's good to be back. After it's been a little while. Everyone, thanks so much for listening. Thanks all of our friends of the show. I have been Noran, Dungeon Master.
And I've been Eva. Playing Lyle.
I played Ave, the Druid. My name is Courtney.
This is Jake. I played Libby, the Life Domain Cleric.
Courtney, I played Elena.
Bailey, I played Daedrin.
It doesn't feel as effective. Ooh,
it
really
we'll
does.
Go back to introducing next episode.
Wow, next episode,
yeah.
We'll introduce the big guy.
We just got a little bit.
We were really excited.
Anyway,
yeah.
Thanks so much to
the
friends of the show that we have. Thank you to all of you for listening to us. It means the world. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.